This is Radio City Talk.
Where is next for Romelu Lukaku? All right, so it's strange to think that he's not going to be an Everton player, but let's see what Greg O'Keefe from the Liverpool Echo has to say about this. Greg, good evening. Thank you for joining me. You're an Everton correspondent, I suppose, the main man for Everton News at the Echo, but an Everton fan. Which comes out first when you hear news like this?
Well, I think it's the correspondent, I suppose, because you know you're dealing with significant news story for Everton supporters and for the football club. They go hand in hand, I guess, to an extent. But certainly, you know, when you're talking about transfers of that nature, in the Premier League's joint goal scorer, top goal scorer, Everton's record Premier League goal scorer, and you know, it's just the latest twist, isn't it, in a contract saga that's gone on now. A bit longer than I'm sure Blues fans would have wanted it to. And I think the frustrating thing really is that Lukaku's agent, Mino Raiola, had been teasing the prospect that it was nearly done. I don't want to go down the road of how many, what 0.01 percentage it was undone, but he'd gone on and on, hadn't he, about saying it was almost there. And then we get the news yesterday that Lukaku certainly, as it stands, has no intention of signing.
I got scoffed at a couple of weeks ago because I said after the 99.99999% thing, and I had said, well, hold on a second, if it's such a small percentile, why is this not and why has it not been announced? And Everton fan said to me, look, it is going to happen. And then I said, well, hold on a second, why is Lukaku not saying this? Why are we not hearing anything from that point of view? And we didn't. And then I got called a bitter Liverpool fan, and I'm going, well, actually, no, I'm being a realistic football fan. I remember this exact same thing with Suarez. I remember it happened with Steven Gerrard as well. It came back the other way with Steven Gerrard. Liverpool lost Suarez, and I could just see all the similarities in this. It's just football now, unfortunately, is it not?
You know, you're right, it is. And I think, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing, isn't it? But I think you were right to say, look, we kept getting told how close it was. We kept getting told that, you know, it's so near to completion. So I guess the question, and you clearly sensed it, was if it's that close, what's holding up? Because there must be something significant for a deal that was almost concluded not to have just been signed. Otherwise, it would have just been happily signed, 5 years, thank you very much, and then you go on with your business. Lukaku gets an even fatter, bigger paycheck, and Everton are assured the services of one of the Premier League's best young clubs next season. The fact it wasn't getting signed had to be for a reason. And I know it's not what any football fans or any club want to hear, and Everton won't be that first, as you say, and certainly not the last club, which is just on the fringe of the Champions League places to lose their best player. Everton want to be up there, and they've got every chance of achieving that over the next few seasons with Fard and Shiri. But at the moment, the brutal reality is that they aren't, and therefore they are at risk of losing players who've got the ambition to play at that level. And like you said, Luis Suarez was exactly the same. He had to be persuaded in the end by Steven Gerrard, I think it was, to give Liverpool, you know, one final season when he'd wanted to leave the campaign before. He went in 2013, didn't he? But, you know, there was all the talk about would he stay, and Arsenal were involved. He stayed, he had a record-breaking season, and then he moved on. Last summer, Ronald Koeman had to try and persuade Lukaku to stay. He said, yep, I'll give you one more season. He did. He's had a record-breaking season at Everton, certainly. It's still not over. But ultimately, Everton aren't going to get in the top four, barring a miracle. And all the signs suggest he's off.
Raiola has come out today. I think he says that he hasn't commented because he needs to talk to the player. I've read many different people. I've met some Sky Sports correspondents say that as well. I've heard other radio shows come out with that today. That, to me, in essence, really genuinely says to me it's done. If an agent has to come out and say, oh, I have to talk to a player. If you have not spoken to your player about something of this magnitude, either A, you and your player don't get along, or B, you are talking out your hat. Because in order for him to turn down a deal like this, surely his agent has been involved.
Well, it hasn't stopped him talking in the past, has it? You know, he's as I say, I think this is what's added to the frustration, is that he has been regularly saying, whether it's through Sky or other radio stations or whatever it is, he's been saying it's close. And I don't know whether on that was a pressure tactic. I know Mino Raiola has some of the world football's biggest players on his roster. He's a very experienced agent, and he'd pick picks his words very carefully, and he knows the power of his words. So, yeah, it's easy to kind of lampoon him because, you know, he's always talking, but I think he knows full well, very calculating. And by saying it was that close, maybe he was trying to put pressure on Everton to concede to a lower buyout clause or exit clause, which would have suited him and Lukaku, because it would have made, you know, made it easier for him to possibly leave in the summer, because clubs would be more likely to want to spend a lower fee than Everton, who quite rightly have, it seems, you know, said, well, we're not signing, we're not including that. We think he's maybe in the value of £90 million. When you look at Paul Pogba, went for 89 last summer. And, you know, it's come to this. And now if Raiola is saying that, but you know, he needs to speak to his player, then, as you say, it's ominous.
This is Radio City Talk.